grace of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, is all what a living entity needs. Understand this thing once and for all, clearly, for eternity. By the grace of the Lord only, capital letter O-N-L-Y, by the grace of the Lord only, a living entity can be happy. Not by own endeavors. Not by own endeavors. Mat prasadat param shanti. By my grace, Krishna says, by my grace only, you can ever be happy. So how does the grace of the Lord comes in this filthy material world? Material world is filthy. Our bodies are filthy. The mind is filthy. The intellect is filthy. Everything is filthy. But we want the purest thing at the filthiest possible place. Purest thing is happiness. This is the filthy place. So how does the grace of the Lord, the highest purity, happiness, comes in this material world? It is yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan na gati kuto api. The grace of the Lord comes through the grace of the spiritual master, Guru. Dhyayam stavan stasya yashastri sandhyam vande Guru Shri Charana Arvindam. So I bow down to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, by whose grace comes the grace of the Lord, practically the only way to happiness. The only way to happiness is the grace of the spiritual master. Spiritual master, there is no difference. Shiksha Guru, Diksha, there is absolutely no difference. No difference. Spiritual master. How does the grace of the Lord comes? We should understand this thing. And then endeavor for the same. When a jiva, a living entity, acts as per his dislikes or likes, never ever comes the special grace of the Lord. Likes and dislikes, they stem from our heart. The heart of a jiva. Grace comes when a living entity performs those activities which touch the heart of the Supreme Lord, not which touch your heart. When you perform activity as per your likes and dislikes, it touches your heart, not Krishna's heart. When we perform those activities which touch Krishna's heart, then his heart melts and the grace comes. This is called devotional service. Doing those activities which really are as per the desires of the Lord. Hriday sparshi seva. Manomayi seva. Not your, as per your mind. Normally as sadhaks, they do service, bhakti, bhakti-mai karya, as per one's likes, dislikes, as per one's mind. Actually, this really is not even bhakti. That is why we get very ordinary grace. Diksha, this is very auspicious. Because you get the grace of the Lord and you are initiated into the process of devotion. You are initiated in a particular way. But if you really want happiness, need to do those activities which have got nothing to do with your heart. Got everything to do with heart of Krishna. And because we are not, most of the devotees, most of the living entities, they don't really know what the heart of Krishna is. So, the Supreme Lord's mercy incarnation, spiritual master, via him, we can know what the heart of Krishna is. Tomar Hide Sada Govinda Vishram. The heart of the spiritual master resides Govinda. Bhakti Devi resides in the heart of the spiritual master. When we do those activities which touch the spiritual master's heart, then we get the grace of the Lord, the grace of the Guru as well. Our activities must touch the heart of Guru and Gauranga. This is the essence. Why so? When our activities touch our hearts are mundane. So when something touches mundane, how can it get something which is super mundane, spiritual? When the activity touches Guru's heart, which is divinity, or the Lord's heart, which is divinity, then we are touching divinity. So when we are touching divinity, we are touching happiness. Krishna is happiness personified. Love personified. Guru is also Prema Rupaya. So when you are touching love, when you are touching happiness, you are going to get happiness only. What else are you going to get? When you are touching your heart, you are going to get distress only. It is one day. It is filthy. You have to understand the science of grace. Grace is all what a living entity needs. But unfortunately, it doesn't really know the path of grace. Path of grace is just one. Not your manomai seva. Guru's manomai seva. As per Guru's mind desires, as per God's minds, as per Kishoriji's mind desires. When a sadhak takes initiation because he bows down the spiritual master. Everything is yours, tan man dhan. Diksha kare, bhakt kare, atma samarpa. One sendeth to the spiritual master at the time of initiation. Only this thing has to continue for lifelong. Don't really have to do anything. At this point of time, we practically think we are surrendered. This surrender thing should continue for the rest of our lives. We undermine this word surrender, pradam, obeisances. What is surrender? Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Hardly people think about on platform man mana mad bhakto, but no one thinks of mam namaskuru. What is this mam namaskuru? Offer pranam to me. Pranam through your body. Is Krishna saying you offer pranam to me through your filthy body? Pranam from all aspects, from body, via mind, mayo arpit mano buddhir. We have to do pranam through our intelligence, the most important thing. Guru's lotus feet are the destination. It's a destination for intelligence. Intelligence one has to use only till one comes to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Because what are you using intelligence for? Getting happiness. When you reach the lotus feet of the spiritual master, the destination comes. The journey is ended. Intellect was meant only for the journey part. Now this is the destination. There is a place finally where we don't really have to use our dicey intellect for any decision making. Whether I should do this, I should not do that. Whether or not I should meet this person, whether or not I should do this thing, whether or not I should do this seva, whether I should do that seva, whether I should do this, that, everything as per intellect we have been doing from this life, previous life, second last life, 10th last life, 100th last life, millionth life, billionth life, zillions of lives, we have been trying to use our intellect to get happiness. And the result is we are not in the spiritual world. Where are we? Right here in this filthy world. Because we don't know, by our intellect, we have never got to the destination. By one's intellect, the destination, had our intellect been good, anyone's intellect been good, have been in the spiritual world straight away. Maybe Vaikuntha, if not Golok, but definitely in Vaikuntha. So, it is stated one way, don't do anything else. So, spiritual masters, lotus feet, this is the only place practically speaking for a sadhaka where this true shanti, peace, absolute peace, where you are very sure that for my own benefit, for my own benefit, I don't really have to do anything. Otherwise, no matter where we go, we have to do things on our own for happiness, for our betterment. For our own welfare, we practically do things. For our own welfare only. But we have been trying to do, we have done so many things for our own welfare for time immemorial. And the result is, we have not really gone to the spiritual world, or we don't really have successfully come across our welfare. So the only thing needs to be done is Maham Namaskuru of intelligence. Intelligence should surrender for my welfare, for other person's welfare, not as per my intellect, as per the hriday of Guru, man of Guru. For others' welfare, we will get confused if we use ours. This has been happening from zillions of years. So finally, the lotus feet of the spiritual master, the destination has come, where the intellect using part has should finally end. Surrender means peaceful life. Mat prasadat param shanti. Shanti, we want shanti, peace. Mat, that is by the grace, not by endeavors. By our own endeavors, no. We should understand the path of grace. Diksha is not a ceremony, few minute ceremony. We got few mantras and we are initiated. You are initiated into a process. Many people, by fortune, they get initiation, but very few people really know what initiation of Guru is meant for, what Guru is in our lives. Guru in reality, who is your super soul God? Who is your super soul God? You know who is God's super soul? Who is the super soul of super soul? That is Guru. Sadhu Hridaya Mayam. I stay in the heart of pure devotee, and pure devotee stays in my heart. The super soul of the super soul. The truly wise sadhakas accept someone as Guru when they take Guru as a navigator of their human body, of the ship which can take them across the ocean of nascence, ocean of ignorance. Om Agyan Timirandar. It is such dark, intense darkness. Even the light, there is just darkness. I mean, in the darkness there can be light if we go as per Chitate Koriya Ekya. Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Sadhu will happen only when do Chitate Koriya Ekya. We leave our thoughts, etc., and move as per the will of the divinity, which comes via the Mukkamal of the spiritual master. You have to be, bottom line is, you want divinity? When do you really want divinity? At the end? And during the process, what do you want? The journey is as good as destination. Destination and journey are not two different things. Paripakva ehi se vichar. Narottam Das Thakur says, pakva apakva ehi se vichar. Journey and destination, they are not two different things. We want divinity, Golok or Nikunja Seva, divinity. Then we need to be connected with divinity from the through the journey. How can we be connected with divinity? When we move as per the heart of Krishna or as per the heart of the spiritual master. Divinity. And you know what? What to talk of? happiness. Basic thing is, wants peace. And what is the formula for peace? Going as per our likes and dislikes? Is this the way to get peace? Had it been so, then we would have been happy from zillions of years ago. We have been doing the same things. It is not so. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ataeva Shanta. Shanta. Our hearts are full of kamnas, desires. When we move again as per our desires, then there is no shanti. Ata eva shanta. When we get connected to the heart of Guru, shanta, nishka, we get connected to peace. You get connected to peace, you get peace. We get connected to our heart, which is not shanta. See, our hearts and ourselves, they are two different things. Soul and this. Filthy desires are two different things. Simply like if you swim in ocean of garbage, you are going to come out filthy, dragged, bad things. And if you swim in ocean of nectar, amrit, then you become pure and you become happy. You need to be connected to the right place throughout our journey. Not at the time of initiation, so to say. No. Throughout our journey, we have to be connected to Nishkam, which is not our heart, sure enough. I hope you reach divinity by being connected to the divinity. For practically all the 1 millionth second of your lives. All 1 millionth seconds of your lives. This is the only way. This is the only shortcut. Some people ask, what is a shortcut? This is a shortcut. This is the only cut, otherwise you are just roaming here. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any question?